Strange Adventure.
The Navajo chief grimly faced the chief of the Utes. The warriors clustered to the rear. Their faces were expressionless, but their bodies were tense. The chief of the Utes spoke. For more moons than there are blades of grass on the prairie, our tribes have fought for this valley which holds Pagosa Spring. The toll has been heavy. Each generation finds both tribes with fewer braves than the generation before. Soon we will be so weak that the white man will easily conquer the valley and both tribes. I have called this powwow so we may have peace. The chief of the Navajos paused before he answered.
You have spoken wisely. We must be strong enough to fight the white man. But my people will not share the valley with the Utes. You must leave.
We refuse. You are the ones who must leave.
We will fight before we will retreat.
Then war it must be, as it has always been.
An aged medicine man stepped into the circle.
Wait. Our tribes must not fight each other into extinction. Let each tribe select a warrior and give him a knife. The two braves will fight till one is killed. The tribe of the winning brave shall have the valley.
The chiefs then agreed. The rules were decided upon, and the fight set for the next morning. The tribes gathered at the selected spot, facing each other over a cleared circle. A powerful brave, well over 6 feet tall, was selected to represent the Navajos. The defender of the Utes was nearly half a foot shorter. The warriors faced each other, and their left wrists were bound together. Each clasped a knife in his right hand. The medicine man clapped his hands in a signal. With a war whoop, the mighty Navajo lunged, but the small man ducked under the blow, so the knife missed his heart and was buried in his shoulder. The little man managed a few light slashes. The Navajo lashed out with his powerful left arm, unbalancing his adversary. Then, with a mighty swing, he pulled his smaller enemy around in front and raised his arm for the final stab. The little man struck out with his feet, tripping the giant Navajo warrior. Both men then tumbled to the ground. First, one knife flashed above the writhing bodies, then the other. Finally, one of the blades sank home. The Navajo warrior would fight no more. The stoical onlookers lost their composure as the fighters were untied. The Utes cheered their champion. The Navajo were solemn as they lifted the body of their warrior and carried him away from the valley. The man who had won the San Juan Valley in Colorado for the Utes and prevented both tribes from possible destruction by the whites was himself a white man, for he was Albert Pfeiffer, one of our great pioneer scouts who was adopted into the tribe of the Utes and had begged for a chance to save his chosen people. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Georgetown Bridge, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.